A lazy barn cat keeps at least one eye on the chickens scratching around a farm in rural Perry County. This is where we met Hannah Zahidi. She grew up in and around Marion. Life on this farm in rural Alabama looks like something out of the TV classic Green Acres. But Zahidi says she watched another show that gave her a hint as to where she wanted her life to go.
I was a fan of Grey's Anatomy, but that didn't really lead me there. And just all throughout college, I just told people I wanted to do medicine, and it kind of became just a self-fulfilling prophecy. I shadowed some really good doctors who solidified that idea in my mind and haven't really thought of anything else since.
This summer, I participated in the shelling of the corn. We sat there for hours and...
Zahidi talks like a veteran farmhand, but she's also a third-year medical student at the University of Alabama. Zahidi is part of the school's Rural Medical Scholars Program. The hope is that she'll take what she's learned, go back to her rural hometown, and practice. Which doesn't seem to be the problem here.
That's like the only pharmacy in town, so that's somewhat notable as far as like health things go.
During a drive around Marion, Zahidi knows just where she wants to set up shop.
I would hope to also work at the clinic and work with some of the nursing homes, maybe be like a medical director.
Rural health advocates in Alabama say Perry County needs Zahidi badly. It's one of seven counties in the state with no hospital. Zahidi says she knows she can help here since she's a local.
I think it's a trust issue because, you know, if they know that you're from the community and have roots in the community, then you'll care more about the community. You can come in as an outsider. It just takes longer to get acclimated to the community and show them that you're invested in them.
But she has to graduate first.
Stand clear. Push to shock.
That includes using a dummy to train with defibrillators to restart a patient's heart. Nursing and medical students train on devices like these at DCH Medical Center in Tuscaloosa, as well as in the classroom at the University of Alabama.
Start CPR.
But you can see that up north where they're from a lot. I'm there pretty good bit down here, but the black belt is still underrepresented.
That's Dr. John Wheat. He heads up the Rural Medical Scholars Program, and each rural town he points to is being served by one of his medical school graduates.
The Rural Scholars Program is built on the theory that the kind of young doctors who will find it comfortable and attractive to go into rural practice are young doctors who grew up in such areas and had their values informed by rural Alabama.
And Alabama has a lot of ground to make up. A study by the Alabama Department of Public Health shows every rural county in the state has a doctor shortage. For Dr. Wheat, it's a trickle of medical school grads against a flood of communities in need.
We have about 10, on average, 10 per year that come for a five-year course of study. And the mission of this program is to produce physicians for rural Alabama who are leaders in developing healthy communities.
Wheat says graduates from the Rural Medical Scholars Program do more than just give checkups and set broken bones.
They also are one of the most, if not the most, educated person in the community, and the community looks to them to engage in the decisions made in many arenas of life, whether it be spiritual, education, health, business, so on.
Speaking of business, Wheat says a doctor can help bring that to a rural area, too. He has an example in mind, Dr. Lee Carter in Autauga County.
It's been interesting to watch him set up practice and then to watch a pharmacy come in and then to see a new restaurant be built and to see the little town start growing and to see a little factory starting to be built there. This little town of about 500 people.
There are barriers to healthcare in an urban situation or urban setting. However, they're a little bit different from what they are in a rural setting. And so I think if you...
Dr. Alexis Mason has set up shop at the Pickens County Family Practice Center. She's a product of the Rural Medical Scholars Program. And once Mason served her postgraduate residency, she moved to the small town of Gordo, west of Tuscaloosa. Mason says the choice was personal.
So when I was 3 years old, I was run over by a riding lawnmower. Wasn't supposed to live, walk, run, you know, do a whole bunch of things. And so God blessed me to do that. And during that process, when I was three, I started telling people at that time, hey, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to help people.
And Mason says helping means things like arranging transportation so patients can get to the treatment they need. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 16% of rural residents in the state don't have a car.
I've had some patients to actually have to like, yeah, I paid a cousin or a friend to bring me here and then have to try to finagle a way to, you know, another place to get an x-ray, to get an ultrasound, to get labs drawn. Fortunately, we can do a lot of that here because we have x-ray, we have labs, but that's not always the case.
Dealing with obstacles to medical care isn't a theory for Dr. Mason. She grew up in rural Alabama and watched her family struggle if someone became sick.
It was still quicker for my parents to get off work, come get me, and take me to the hospital than it was for any emergency crew or any doctor or anybody to get to me. That's one of the reasons why I think it's important for somebody rural, because we understand those issues, those barriers to healthcare a little bit more as far as from the rural aspect. And so I think if you come from a rural area, you understand what those barriers are in a different way than somebody coming from the outside.
Getting doctors to practice in rural communities is one issue. Keeping them there is another. The University of Alabama reports 50% of their graduates wind up in urban communities where they can make more money. Mason sees this, but she's resisting the temptation.
I've had offers before, you know, to go practice in larger cities, and we get, you know, information all the time to come here. You get more money, you'll get more benefits, A, B, C, and D. It's, I mean, a whole lot of things extra. However, this is where I feel like the Lord has me right now.
And then we've got some home visits down here, actually.
Back in Marion, Hannah Zahidi shares Mason's outlook. She likes the quieter life in rural Alabama.
People really seem to care for each other, and whenever there's, you know, a crisis, the community really comes together and just cares for each other. I think it's a good, wholesome place to raise a family, at least a little bit more than the cities, and be a little bit less exposed to some of the bad things you worry about.
And advocates of the Rural Medical Scholars Program hope that that will keep more graduates moving back home. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in Marion, Alabama.